This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, episode number 19 for 29 June 2010. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick, and in this episode, Dr. Hall tells a story of how a patient of his had insomnia and how an atlas correction helped them. And then I tell a story of how a patient of mine had insomnia and how an atlas correction helped them. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
To hear more upper cervical testimonials, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. And if you are a doctor and interested in having your own audio program to promote your clinic and your practice, please be sure to click on the Services tab at UpperCervicalDocs.com. This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick, and this is the show where we hear wonderful stories about how people have been helped through the power of upper cervical. And I'm here with Dr. Hall. Hello, Dr. Hall.
Hello, Dr. Hambrick.
How's it going today?
Back there in Missouri?
Oh, it's going good. It's really pretty. Cherries are ripening. This is the first year we haven't taken a trip during cherry ripening season, so I'm going to get them before the birds do.
Is your one chicken still alive?
It's plugging along. I feel bad for it. All the bugs and ticks that we have out here, it can't keep up.
Hey, at least it's free range.
Yep. For some reason, it likes to hang out on the just one side of the house.
Maybe there's shade over there.
Yeah, I think it's afraid of hawks. I think that it has a tree right there. It can run underneath real quick if one's flying overhead. Well, what's your story for us today, Dr. Hall?
Let's see. We're going to talk about a gal who's 26 who was referred in by her mother, and her mother has rheumatoid arthritis and hasn't exactly been an upper cervical miracle. She's been under care for, well, she's been a slow upper cervical miracle, let's put it that way. She's been under care for probably a year and a half, and unfortunately she's one of those cases that just can't get to hold her adjustment. I think she's made it 3 weeks as her record, and it's been a year and a half. But she's tried everything else. She's pretty advanced rheumatoid. I mean, she has deformation in her bones and her hands and swollen everywhere. But she's done 60% better. She's cut out 80% of the medication. And because her mom was somewhat slow, her daughter was a little bit reserved as far as coming in. But her mom drug her in there because the daughter suffers with insomnia for about 10 years. She literally doesn't go to sleep until 5 a.m. in the morning, so she stays up all night long because she can't fall asleep. That's one thing if it's once in a while, but every night for 10 years, wow, 26 years old. And I actually found this out second visit. She didn't tell me that she has such severe menstrual cramps that for 2 days a month she's in bed in a ball on pretty serious medication. That's how bad they are. And really, really, really heavy flow. Her mom drug her in. I ran her through all the tests. She was a little bit reluctant in starting care, but we forced her. And took some pictures on her, got her corrected, and she came back the second visit, which was about 4 days later. And again, she didn't tell me that she had menstrual issues her first visit. But she comes in, she's got this massive smile on her face and almost to the point like she was floating. She was so happy. And a lot of times on second visit, when you make eye contact with a patient in the waiting room, you know something big happened just by the way they look at you.
Right.
That was kind of her case. And she came into the room and she says, "I can't believe this. the day after you adjusted me, I got my period. I'm like, okay, congratulations. And then she went on to say, I haven't had one cramp the last 3 days. And then she went on to tell me how every month she was in her bed for 2 days curled up in a ball because of menstrual cramps. And then she went on to say that the first night she slept 10 hours straight through the night, and that continued the second night and the third night. And I mean, obviously she was quite thrilled, and I didn't jump up and down. I was like, well, that's great. And she couldn't understand why I wasn't like just completely out of my mind excited about what she said. And right. I said, why don't you just go talk to some of the people in the waiting room? I talked to Dr. Forrest sometimes because these things happen so often, you kind of are like, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's pretty fantastic when you think about someone who couldn't sleep for 10 years every night till 5 a.m. and that changes with one little tap on the side of the neck and
right. Their
menstrual cycle clears up. I mean, again, that's the power of upper cervical chiropractic care.
Yep. Well, how about a 2-for-1? I got one for you.
Okay.
All right. When I was in Sarasota practicing, there was this guy who was a plumber, and he was referred to me because of insomnia. That was the reason why he was referred to me. The patient that referred him in was a really good patient. They got it right away, and they were excellent referrers. And they almost never referred a pain issue to me. It was always some sort of a metabolic issue or visceral issue. And they referred this plumber who had insomnia. And I think he had been dealing with it for like 15 years or something like that. And part of it was because he was in pain, but it was insomnia as well. So he came in, and I took the films on him and got him adjusted, and took the post films. And what I would typically do is check them. Like if they came in, if they got their adjustment on a Monday, I would check them on a Wednesday. So this plumber, I adjusted him, and he went home and he slept all night. And he came back 2 days later, and he told me that the past 2 days he had slept all night, both nights. And he's like, yeah, you know, this is just really fantastic. And he was low-key about it. You could tell he was happy, but he was low-key about it at the same time. So I checked him again 1 week from the initial adjustment. So that would have been like 5 days later. And he was still holding. And he had slept every single night. And he said, you know, all my pain's gone too. So I checked him 1 week from then. So it's been 2 weeks since his first adjustment. He's held for 2 weeks. He says, I've slept every night. Finally, on Saturday, I went out and bought a bed for the first time in 10 years. And I've been sleeping on a bed for the past 5 nights. And, you know, I'm not quite sure what it is that you did for me, but I'm... don't want you to mess anything up, so I think this is the last time I'm going to see you. And I never saw him again. But do you know, he referred person after person to me.
Yeah.
I never saw him again.
You know, I found that there's some people that don't want to follow your program. I used to get pissed off when I first got in practice. But now I'm like, I'll give them the information, and they're going to do what they're going to do. And that, ironically, those people that have that big bang, that drop out of care, they end up referring tons of people.
Yeah.
Because that's what they were comfortable with. They didn't want your wellness care. They just wanted their symptom to be gone, and they're gone.
Right. But, you know, I was really happy that I could help him. I never had any negative feelings towards him for not following my care plan, because he was, I mean, 15 years of not being able to sleep. You know, if he didn't follow my care plan, you know, I was able to get him to a state where he could sleep and in a bed and He referred people to me, so.
Yeah.
Well, very good, Dr. Hall. Thank you for telling us that story, and thanks for letting me tell mine.
All right, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
This has been Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. Please be sure to listen next week for another episode of Testimonial Tuesday. Also, if you are a doctor and would like to have your own audio program to promote your clinic and your practice, please go to uppercervicaldocs.com and click on the Services tab. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast. Tell your friends, write reviews. The more people that know about the podcast, the more people will know about Upper Cervical. We'll see you next time.